Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, as the song says, we are not going to let anything hold us back. We are moving forward. We are forging ahead. You know what? Let's just keep it simple. We're going to keep going. We are not going to stop. We're not going to let anyone stop us, including ourselves. You know, sometimes we do get in our own way. Well, good morning, good morning. Good morning and welcome in the chat room. Good morning and welcome if you're on the switchboard. Good morning and welcome to those who might tune in to, well, you may tune into the archive. You may be listening to this via the website, or you may be listening via Twitter or MySpace or any of the other social media networks. You know, one day I'll do a whole show on how to manipulate the various or take advantage of the various social media outlets out there, and especially for people with businesses, how to market using social media. I just met another contact today, just today, on social media. So I wanted to show everybody how to meet. I've met several people using social media and how you can network and or market your products using social media. Well, today is marvelous, marvelous Monday. I hope that you are well rested. Hope you had a great relaxing weekend. And if not, maybe you were too busy. Maybe you're too busy all week. Maybe one of your problems in life is that you're busy and you seem to never. never have time to relax. Well, if that is you, we want to give you some tips today on finding the time to relax, even if you're very, very busy and you feel that you just don't have time. And I know some people, they may feel that way. I was feeling like that. I was so busy. I felt I had so many things to do, working on anywhere from, 12 to 15 projects. So believe me, I've been there, done that. Just felt that I can't stop. I have to get these projects finished. As soon as I finish working on one, there's another one with a deadline. Have to start working on that one. As soon as that one's done, up pops another one with the deadline. And just when you're about to finish that, your telephone rings or someone texts you or emails you asking you to be yet part of another project. And before you know it, you start the ball all over again. And where is the time to relax? Meanwhile, you're feeling tired, you're feeling drained, sometimes snappy, because that's what happens. Sometimes when we don't get enough rest and relaxation, we begin to snap at people. Well, I've been there, and it can take you out. It can, I've seen people, thank God it didn't happen to me, but I've seen people so busy and don't take time to relax, and then they end up in the hospital. Worse yet, they end up dead. I've seen it happen. It's like people just run themselves right into the grave. I knew a man who once told me about his father. This was a man who I used to work with some years ago, and he shared with me how, he would talk about his wife and things they were doing, and they didn't have any children. And he says, "Oh, but we have a dog." And I says, "Oh, yeah, but it's not the same. Don't you want children?" And he was like, "No, I'll never have kids." And I'm saying, "Why?" He was so young. He was only in his early 20s. And I'm thinking, "You're young, you're married, you have a good job." He was like an engineer type. And I says, "Why wouldn't you want to have children and share that love and share your wealth with your child?" And he said, "Well, it was because his own father, who, as he was married to his mom and taking care of him and his siblings, he worked so hard to take care of the children and the family and to give them a good home. They lived somewhere in Union County, maybe like Vanwood, New Jersey, Springfield, Mountainside, somewhere down that way, and, give the family a good life, do wonderful things for the children." He said his father worked so hard, he never took a vacation. Now, the father retired, maybe at 62 or so, but he was dead within less than a year. And he said because of that, he was never going to have children. I thought, how sad. So as I was, thinking about and reflecting on people like him, and I know other people, and no doubt you probably know people too, but sometimes people, we pay ourselves last, so to speak. In other words, we make it easy for everyone else in life, and sometimes we forget to make it easy for ourselves. So I want to give you some tips today on how to fit relaxation into your busy schedule. And then the other thing that I want to talk about today, I want to talk about the upcoming social media tour. During the social media tour, first time ever doing a social media tour. I don't even know if it's been done before. I haven't been invited to any. So I'm thinking, and I know a lot of people, so I'm thinking this is probably the first one. I know there have been on-ground tours and there have been television media tours, but not a social media tour. But it's been exciting. It's been fun. The first stop, we have several stops on the social media tour, at least 10. We have at least 10 stops, 5 already planned, and then we're in the process now of planning a few more. So today on the show, we're going to talk about those planned stops. We're going to tell you how you can, well, we're inviting you to the tour and where you can join us on this first ever social media tour and how you can connect with us and be a part of something that is the first time it's ever happened. If you like being a part of things that are the first, well, you definitely want to get on board with this social media tour. It's been exciting. It's been fun. And every tour stop is something different. We don't do the same thing in every stop. It's much like you just say you're taking a bus. Some of you have ridden the Greyhound bus or something, and you're going from Canada down to Miami, Florida. Just imagine the various stops along the way. And just imagine at every stop, you don't see the same people, right? There's different places to eat. There's different sites along the stops. And that's what it's like in the social media tour. Everywhere we stop, there's something different on that site. So it's really exciting. It's really fun. And it's ultimately, I'm telling you, it's the ultimate when you can do something that's absolutely never been done before. You know, it's just exciting. And that's an excitement all in and of itself. So we're so excited about that. And then we want to tell you about, I just want to talk a little bit about being empowered. I put on Facebook, I called it, being empowered to find your Boaz. And so I'm doing a lot of, I'm finding that somehow I'm coming to that conversation a lot. Now, it may be because I consider myself a relationship expert. Yes, yes, I do. I really do. And I thought about it before. I was kind of holding back to put that out there that I'm a relationship expert, right? And then, but yet, that's what I've called myself that. I've done relationship seminars. People did attend. You can watch some of the video clips on my YouTube channel. I have two videos from the relationship seminar, and I actually loved it. And, well, I've done seminars on relationships now for, probably 7 years. I actually make it a part of my business class that I teach. And prior to, in like the past year or two, I've taught at other colleges as well. So I always make it a part of my business class because everything we do involves a relationship, every single thing we do. I mean, you can't be born without a relationship. You can't grow up without relationships. You can't even die without relationships. You know, somebody has to have a relationship with the funeral director and things of that nature. So you everything we do involves relationships. You can't get a job without relationships. You can't go to college without relationships. You can't start a business without relationships. There's absolutely nothing you can do in this world without relationships. So I thought about how important they are. But I'm more interested in the relationships between, you know, the opposite sex. That's really, you know, more of my specialty. And so another thing that got me started along those lines were, you know, thinking about, well, let me think about my own, you know, intimate relationships or a partner-type relationship. And it goes back to, like, when I was in the ninth grade. My very, very first relationship was when I was in the ninth grade. And, you know, of course, you know, the little puppy kind of love things that happen when you're in this kindergarten, third grade, but I wouldn't call that a relationship. You know, that was nothing. Now, these days, these kids are not only having relationships, but having children, too. But they've taken it way too far. But, you know, I'm talking about in the 60s and what have you. So, no, there was no relationships at that age. Sure, you might have thought a kid was cute or, you know, maybe he made you giggle or something, but that's about it. That's as far as it went. He may have held your hand, kissed you on the cheek, or, you know, something like while you're outside playing, but nothing very, very serious. Now, we know the times are a little bit different today, but that's mostly because of television. You know, back then you didn't have TV, and you had TV, but it was very, 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 not only limited, but just totally different from TV today. And so a lot of what our children learn, they get right from television. And then, of course, other sources out there. But so relations, so I really got into this whole relationship thing because, you know, looking at the various relationships that I've been in and out of. As a matter of fact, the girl from Good Times, Thelma, Bernadette Stanis, she wrote a book called 101 Situations. And I'm like, oh boy, I could have written that book easy. It would have taken me a week to write that book. But great idea. I should have thought of that one. I've had probably 1,001 situations. But not that all those situations were hers, and that's what would make my book different. They would all be mine, unfortunately. But we've had some great ones. We had some bad experiences. And then I've had some in between. But I've had more bad than good. However, and then I met my husband, and then we got married, and now we're still married. So, and there's been situations there, but the thing is, I've overcome them all, so that's why I consider myself a relationship expert. So I was the one to give you that little background there so that you would say. Because I saw this woman who, I don't know who it was, maybe you know who it was, but they had her on TV, and they were talking about how she was this relationship expert, doing all this relationship stuff, and come to find out she's breaking up with her fiance or boyfriend or whatever. And the people were saying, now should we believe her since she's not, her own relationship isn't working? And that's what got me to thinking. And I says, well, if people like her and people like Mr. Steve Harvey can say they're experts on relationship, look at their backgrounds. You know the drama with Steve Harvey and his ex-wife coming forth and complaining about some of the ways he treated her. I said, hey, I know, yeah, I'm in good standing. So I did a thing yesterday on the Sunday show that we have, me and my sister, and we talked about five ways to be bound by your Boaz. And of course that got very interesting. And then on Friday or Thursday maybe, I did something on relationships with the other students. So I feel like I'm right at home. I feel very comfortable talking about that subject. And it is one of the subjects that I have no problem giving content for. I make it very, put it like this, when it comes to a relationship seminar, I can make it very, very highly informative. And so that's another clue for the speakers, people who are speakers. When you are very informative about something, it makes for a better speaker because people like to be informed of things. And so I noticed that informing people about being found by their Boaz even drew more people to the call than we normally had been getting on Sundays. And so I didn't make a big enough stink about the whole Boaz thing here on this show, but I will. I will for the next time around. I will make a big deal out of it and see if it can attract more people, because I really believe that if you want a good relationship, if you want a good, first of all, some relationship, put it like this, relationships are not automatic. And you have to be taught how to be in a relationship. And most of us were not taught the proper way to be in a relationship. And think about this for a second. And even if you were taught, the person that you may hook up with, you know, you're taking a risk because you don't know if they were taught. And actually, what should probably happen is when you do meet someone, is to sit down and ask them. It's like you should give them a relationship quiz. That's, you know, again, this is what the kind of information I would inform people of if they attend my relationship seminar. And probably pretty soon I'll be doing some relationship coaching because I am working on the book. The book isn't ready yet, but I am working on the book, Think Like a Lady, Act Like a Lady, and Get the Man. I am working on it. That book is destined to come out. I've been talking about it now for about a year, and I've been working on it slowly, gathering up information. But that book is definitely coming out soon. very, very soon, because I know there are people that will be able to use the information that is going to be in the book. But a relationship is not automatic. You have to learn how to be in a relationship. So if you didn't learn and the person you're with didn't learn, then you're like the blind leading the blind. You're hoping that it comes to you as you go. And the problem with that is that there's so many external forces that could fight you or get in the way or come at you that you're constantly putting out fires in your relationship. You feel like a fire person, you know, that is constantly getting called to fires. And then never mind all the internal things that's going on inside of you that you got to deal with. Past hurts, past scenarios, past resentments, all kinds of things that you didn't even know were there. You know, because there are things that can happen to us as we're very young, and that feeling, we could have suppressed it, or it could lay dormant and then not come out until we're in our 30s and our 40s, possibly even our 50s or 60s. And so you have to deal with all the internal things. So if you meet someone, and the first thing you start talking about is, where are we going to eat? What movie are we going to watch? Things that are superficial. Where are we going to live? Where would we do this and that? What are you going to buy me? What do I need? What do you need? When we start doing that in a relationship, you miss the valuable information, like how do you even feel about relationships? Tell me about, like now, I'm happily married now, but if I was single, and I know some women who are my age and are single, and they do desire to meet someone, but if I was single today and I met someone at this age, I would say to someone, it really didn't matter what age, because I would just gear it toward that age group, but I would say to the person, okay, and this isn't our first meeting, tell me about your last 5 relationships. If they say, well, I've only had 4, well, tell me about those 4. Well, I've only had 3, tell me about those 3. I only had 2, tell me about the 2. I've only had 1, well, tell me about that 1. I haven't had any. Bingo, that's the person. No, I'm just kidding. But if they say they haven't had any, what I would do at that point is, now tell me, why have you not been in a relationship? What's the problem? Maybe they're a wacko, a psycho, an idiot. You never know. But I would, you know, cause them to talk about themselves, okay? Not just about what they have. See, most people, when they meet people, all they talk about is what they've got. What they've got and what they've done. No, I want to know who you are. I want to know, what does it take to get you angry? I want to know, how do you feel about cheating and flirting? And how do you, I want to know about, you know, what hurt you in your last relationship? What broke your heart? Because the next question is, in my mind, I need to see, did you get over it? Because if you have a love situation and you can get over it, then there's nothing I can really do with you, because you know how you've been before when you didn't get over someone. Your heart wasn't into the person that you were with. Okay? So that's the first thing to find out is, okay, some people feel just because a person broke up with someone or a person is no longer with someone, they think everything is over. No. You got to find out if that person got over that yet, okay? So those are some of the things I would do if I knew what I knew then. But I kind of did know, because when I met my husband, that is what I did. I just didn't have it as structured as I can do it now. But that is what, essentially, that is what I did. You know, when I met him, I made sure that he had no emotional ties to anyone. I had to make sure that there was no one that he was mourning over or no one he was pining over. And, you know, outside of his daughter, that he convinced me when I met him that he loved his daughter. And that was fine, because that's natural. You're supposed to love your child. So that actually was put him high on my list. I figured a man who loves his children, gosh, can't be all bad. And then he, you know, told me how important his mom was to him. And I thought, yeah, bingo, you know. versus one of those guys like, oh, I ain't seen my mom in 10 years. I'm like, huh? You know, it's one thing if you're in the military, you're in another country or something like that. But you live around the corner and you haven't seen your mama in 10 years? I mean, I understand that, you know. A married man will leave his mom and dad and cleave to his wife, but you're single. You should be visiting mama so she can get your buns in order and get you ready for me. But anyway, so that's some of the things I would, you know, advise a person. It's definitely, you know, find out what this person is about, you know, and find out what they, what makes them cry. Find out what makes them laugh. Find out what brings them joy, what brings them happiness. Find out what brings them peace. If they don't have a source for their peace and their joy and their happiness, run. Get out of there quick, fast, and in a hurry. And if their source to calmness and peace and joy is drugs and alcohol, run. Run, run, run. But, you know, they need to have that inner peace. They need to have that belief in a higher power, so to speak. It may be Jesus for some, and maybe some, you know, some people that just say God, okay? And that's, you know, but make sure it aligns with what you. Now, if they're just talking about the trees and you believe in Jesus, that may not be a good match, okay? Now, if you know that going in, okay? But you can ask them, well, are you, let's just say if you're a Christian and you meet someone and they say that the trees is their higher power, the universe or something, you can say, well, that's not my belief. My belief is blah, blah, blah. And are you opposed to seeing it my way? And they say they're opposed. They're like, bye, see you later. But anyway, so those are just some tips that I would give. So for those of you who are in that category, I want to start helping people because I just feel that I was put on this earth to help people. And I can only help you with things that I've gone through and survived and thrived and things that I've studied. That's all I can do. That's all I can help you with. I mean, you know, God's empowered me to go through, to come through what I've been through, and I can use that to help someone else. And then things that he's empowered me with a brain to study, I figure I can empower people with that information. So it's all about the information today. You know, I don't know if you realize this, but, you know, we're in an information age. This is it, y'all. This is where we are. We're in the age of information. So we want to be informing you of these and other important things. That's why we're here on the Coach Lalisa Show. That's why I get up each and every morning. I want to get out information on things that are going to help you live a better life, have a happier life, have a more fulfilled life. So I'm going to tell you things to help you do that. And one of those things for some people is being in a relationship. I mean, most people are either in a relationship, want to be in a relationship, or just got out of a relationship. And so we know that these are important. And again, it doesn't have to be an intimate, but even any kind of relationship, you can still use some of the tips or components of the teaching for a better relationship. And as a matter of fact, if you want to read more about it in the book Release Your Power, there's a chapter in there, Building Better Relationships, Building Better Relationships, Building Solid Relationships, because it's just important. So we're excited today. It's Monday. Okay, so that's one of the three things that I wanted to talk about out of the way. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, I want to talk about the upcoming social media tour. Well, it's actually not upcoming. We've already started that. It is absolutely a fabulous, fabulous thing. On my, the first tour stop was last Tuesday. Last Tuesday, we were on Facebook. So that was the social, so write that down. So in the social media tour, there are different social medias out there. Now, for some people, you're going to get a quick lesson in social media, okay? And some people are like, what? What's that? What's social media? So we're going to teach you a little bit about social media as we go along to these each of these stops. As a matter of fact, you will be introduced to the various social medias that we stop at. And so everywhere we stop is considered social media, and media being a medium to get information out there and to connect people. And the difference with the media today, social media, and the type of media that we're doing, it's all online. So it's really virtual social media. We really could call it that, or social media in cyberspace. But these social media meetup places are right there online. So last week we were on Facebook, and there's a group there that I created that you can join. There's a group there, and it's called Empowered to Release My Power. So that's the name of the group. And most of the groups that I have that will, these tours will tour, will somehow have the words release my power or release your power. And that is because the tour is talking about my new book, Release Your Power. And so it's not new to me, but it's new to you. For some people, they never heard of the book. And though the book was written 4 years ago, not 4 years ago, in 2004, but the book is still very new because I didn't, when I wrote that book, I did not have the knowledge, or should I say, the information. You see how important information is? When you don't have information about something, you know, knowledge is power. Yes, it is. And, you know, without knowledge, the people shall perish. So knowledge is critical to us. So when you don't have the information on something, you really can miss out. So when I wrote that book in 2004, I had no clue about marketing, how to market. And I understood what marketing was. I had just finished. When I wrote that book, I had just finished my MBA. I had taken at least 3 to 4 classes on marketing. So I knew what marketing was. Absolutely. Took tests, got A's on the test, got an A in the class. I knew what marketing was. I knew what business was. I knew what most aspects of business. You don't get an MBA and not know that. The problem was, in my degree area, an MBA, and out of all the classes that I took, economics, finance, business organization, marketing, leadership, all the classes, consulting, there's so many different classes, and the capstone course, there are so many classes they had us take, training, all kinds of classes, right? Because my business degree is in human resources, so I had to take training classes. But here's the thing. They never, ever talked about authors as a business. We talked about, oh, my God, I must have seen over 100 business videos because, you know, you go to class, you watch a video, or you go to class, you do some type of business activity. I've been a part of many business teams, especially in my MBA, and when I was going to Fairleigh Dickinson, because every weekend I went to class for a year on the weekend. We would go set. I would just go one day a week on a Saturday from 8 to 5. That was, and then you do that 5 times and you were done with the class. It was beautiful, right? So here, you know, we'd be there all day and just doing all types of activities, you know, because they needed to break up the day. They couldn't just have us sitting in a classroom and lecturing all for 8 hours. So we did a lot of activities. I mean, great, great, great activities. I wish I could remember half of them. They were just awesome, over the top. But here's the thing, so in all of those classes, so we talked about, oh my goodness, ice cream businesses. We've talked about, I even learned about businesses where this person created some roller skates, where they put roller skates on the bottom of a shoe and all of that, and oh, every kind of business you can name. But we never talked about authors. We never once talked about a person with an author business. We didn't even really talk about publishing companies. Even though all of our textbooks, you know, when you did a book report, you had to write down the publisher, you had to write down the year the book was published, you had to write down the title of the book and the author's name. But we never, you know, it just never dawned on me that being an author was like having your own business. So I wrote the book in 2004, but I never quite connected the dots to market this book the same way you would market any new business or any new product or service. So that's what I'm saying. So now, even though it's 6 or 7 years later, and we're just now doing basically a book launch. Today's book, Release Your Power, though I've sold over 2,000 copies just through word of mouth, basically people that I know, various small groups that I've gone to, it wasn't the way it should have been done. Had I known, and I didn't have anyone working with me to tell me this, I did not, and now see, that's the other thing, I strictly, like, straight self-published. I didn't go through a publishing house. So I didn't have Doubleday or Simon & Schuster or, you know, Harvest House or Vantage Press or Ex Libris or any of these companies, like Zulon. I didn't have any Outskirts Press, all these different companies. I didn't have the benefit of being able to contact a literary agent or have a publisher help me. I basically had to do it all myself, and only thing I knew to do was, as I was out speaking, to offer the book. I knew how to set up workshops and events, and I learned that from church and from my mother, who was an event planning extraordinaire, because she planned a lot of events also for church and for her job. So I knew about how to plan a seminar, gather a group of women together, or men and women, or do a seminar title, and a lot of that I had to research. So I knew how to do that, but to do what we're doing now, I didn't know how to do. So that's one of the reasons we're doing it now, even though the book came out in 2004. But in a lot of ways, it's like the book is brand new, okay? And actually, someone had advised me about that in one of my research stops some years ago. And they said when you write a book, you may not always want to put the year, because the book may be relevant in so many years later, and people sometimes when they see that, well, it's not newly, like you just did it, so like that would make a difference. I don't get that, but anyway. So here we are, because the book is relevant. It wasn't written for a specific time, like some books are written for a time that a season that we're in or an era that we're in. Well, this book was just written to the general time of persons. It was written about life, and you're going to always have life as long as you're living. So to release your power, you do that anytime you feel like it. So the first tour stopped in was on Facebook, and it was successful. So it definitely won. But you can go to the Empower to Release My Power page, and you will see some of the comments that were made there. And you can see, if you go down, we did it July. This was back on July the 12th. So you would have to go back and find the July 12th post, and then you will see some of the activities that we did for the book tour. Now, the next tour stopped, and we had some questions, and we had people answering the questions, and that was a lot of fun. Now, the next tour stop, we tried to give away a prize, but no one won. So we're going to have that prize and more prizes to give away on the second stop, which is going to take place tomorrow. And so, by the way, these tours are happening on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8. So tomorrow night, you can join us for tour stop number 2, which will be on Meetup. That's another social network, and one that a lot of people don't know much about. They've heard about it, but they're not quite sure what it is. Well, you can get a jump on it. So you're going to go to www.meetup.com/releasemypower. Release my power. Let me make sure it's release my power and not release your power. So that's where you're going to go next. That's the next meetup. It's right there, and it's social media, so you can do it right from home. You can do it from home, your car, your job, wherever you are, you can do the meetup. So it's meetup.com/release your power. Yeah, release your power. Release your power. So go there Tuesday night, tomorrow night. Now, you may need to get a page in order for you to participate, but you can at least, you could join in. But in order for you to participate, you may need to sign up. But it's very simple to sign up, and it's free. It's not going to cost you anything, much like Facebook, MySpace. But what happens is that a lot of people have accounts there. And you can learn about local groups that are meeting up in your area. Think about it. You know how everywhere they have these support groups, right? Some people have grieving, they have support, all different ways to support, to have a support group. Maybe it's mothers, maybe it's, you know, women who didn't have a mother and they started a meetup group. Maybe it's single people. There's just all kinds of people who have these meetup groups. And they list right there what they're meeting up about, what their meetup is about, and they tell you a little bit about their group. They tell you if it's open. So, yes, you have to go to meetup.com/releaseyourpower, and that's where the meetup is going to be. Also, you can go to my YouTube page, and there you will also find a little quick video about the meetup. So you can go right there to YouTube. So yes, on July 19, the event is going to actually start at 8 p.m. So not 7. So the event's going to start at 8 p.m. and it's going to go probably for like an hour, 8 to 9. We're not going to keep you long, but that's our next tour stop. So I'm very, 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 very excited about this, and I hope that you are too. And I hope that you're looking forward to it. I'm absolutely looking forward to it. Now, the tour is going to continue, and then from there we're going to go. We have a few more stops to make, and so we definitely want to see you at each and every stop, because we know that you are awesome, and we want to be there. We want you there. We want to see you there. We want to get some feedback from you. If you read the book, please go there, or you can go to my Amazon page and you can make a rating about the book. You can talk about what you got out of the book and how the book has helped you or might have helped you. Now, the other thing that we're going to do too is we're going to, like I said, we have a few more stops, okay? So that's what the social media tour is all about. So I really, really hope that you join us for the social media tour. I would love for you to be there. I'd love to see you there. And we're going to have a lot of fun at this one. We had a lot of fun on the one on Facebook, and I know we're going to have even more fun in this one. Now, so that brings us, and by the way, thank you for tuning into the show today. I know I don't say that as much as I absolutely should say that, but I'm saying it now. So join us tomorrow. So don't forget to join us tomorrow, right? You're going to be there, right? Okay, I know you're going to be there, and I will see you there. I can't wait. And what we're doing, we're leading up, actually, what we're doing with this is we're actually leading up. We're doing the tour, a social media tour online, and it's the brainchild of Ms. Sherita. I did not come up with this. This is the brainchild of Ms. Sherita, who is very, very bright, a college graduate. This is what a college degree can do for you. And she's just on the first leg of her college education because she has an associate degree. But this is the kind of work you can put together just from going to college if you really pay attention to what's going on, as she did. And so she's very good at this, and she's really working so hard. I'm telling you, she's doing some amazing, amazing things. So the social media tour continues, and then that's what I want to say about the social media tour. So please contact me if you have any emails, if you want to, you know, ask me any questions, please. I would love to help you. And also, I want to just remind you to go back and listen to our archives. We've had some great shows last week. We had Mr. Walker. We had the young lady, Ms. Moore. She did a Fat Camry. Moore, who could forget that name, right? Awesome, awesome, awesome young lady. She's an author of The Sun in Her Eyes. It is her first novel, and she's only 16 years old. It's an awesome story of young love and relationship. How about that? And then we also had Ms. Debbie Johnson, who is her publicist and also the publicist for Bernadette Stanis. She was also on the show. She did a great interview. She has a magazine, a teen magazine, Positive Teen Magazine. And she also has a new TV reality show coming out, Hair Mania, for the hairstylist. So that should be something to look forward to. And she was on the show, I believe, last Monday or Tuesday. So go back and check out the archives on that. And that was some good stuff. And any of the past archives, and we've had some great shows over the past. So if you get bored and got some spare time, do that. So now, finally, I'm going to talk a little bit about this vacation thing. How to fit vacation into your busy schedule. Well, you know, it's important to relax. It's important to, because we need to rejuvenate. You know, we can't just work and not take the time to relax. And so you can do little things, little simple things, okay? First and foremost, if you work, please do take your breaks. I know sometimes we get so busy and the projects seem so pressing, but trust me, if you don't come into work that day because you're sick, the projects will either get done or the company will not fall apart because they did not get done. So that's one way to fit some relaxation into your busy schedule. Force yourself to take your breaks. Set an alarm. Nowadays, people have their cell phones, their smartphones or whatever, their iPads, and all these different ways. You have your computer, different ways to set a little alarm. It doesn't take that much today. You don't have to take an alarm clock to work with you. And even if you're at home, even if you work from home, because at home we can get so caught up into what we're doing. We're on Facebook. We're on all these other social medias. We're on the phone. Believe me, I've been there. I've done that. Busy. But I take the time to relax. Now I do. Before, I didn't think much of it. But now I do take these planned relaxation activities. So one, you're just going to take a break. Take a break. Don't answer the phone. Don't send a tweet. Just purely relax. Just sit there. Let your limbs go limp, so to speak. Just sit there, relax. And one of the things you can do while you're relaxing is to take very deep breaths. So take some deep breaths. Yeah, breathe in. Try that. Just take some really deep. Just fill those lungs up with air. Take a deep breath. And then blow it out very slowly. It's a great relaxation tip. And let that oxygen get to that brain. And you'll be surprised how rejuvenated you'll feel. Start doing that, you'll feel almost like you lay down and went to sleep. So get relaxed. Take your breaks. That's number one. Even if the company didn't officially tell you that you have breaks, you do. So take a break. 1 a.m, so let's just say you work 9 to 5. So take your first break around 10:30. Let's just say you do lunch at 12. Come back from lunch at 1. Take another break at 3, and you get off at 5. So take your 2 15-minute breaks, 10:30, or you can adjust it. It can, like, say you go to lunch at 1. Well, then take your break at 11 to 11:15. So get a nice little interval going, all right? Get you a nice little rhythm, and then your body will begin to look forward to that, and you'll begin to feel better. You'll just feel better. So that's one way you can fit in relaxation into a busy schedule, is by taking your two breaks, 1 a.m, 1 p.m. Now, another big one that you're going to do, you must take your lunch. Take a lunch break. I don't care if it's a half hour. If you don't get an hour, take an hour. Take your hour, get up from your desk. Try as best you can not to eat at your desk. Take your lunch, get up, and even if you have to eat at your desk for a half hour, the other half hour you're going to get up, you're going to walk around. If you can't go outside, let's just say you work in a building and you're on the 80th floor and you don't feel like going all the way outside, but just get up and just walk. Walk around. Just walk around. Walk around the building, and or if you can walk outside, walk outside. By the time you walk outside, don't walk back. But just clear your thoughts. Clear your thoughts. Don't worry about anyone. Don't worry about what's being done. Don't worry about what's not being done. Totally relaxed. Think great thoughts. Think about being on the beach. Think about being in a hot air balloon. Think about being on a yacht. Even if you have to just sit at your desk, close your eyes, put your feet up for a few minutes, and just relax. Because if you were on the beach, isn't that how you would relax? You'd have your feet up, maybe a nice cool something to drink, water, tea, lemonade, for those of you, whatever you might have to drink. So you're just sitting there, and you relax. Again, you're taking those deep breaths. Deep breaths. Breathing in a lot of air and letting it out really, really slowly. You're going to feel rejuvenated. You're going to feel refreshed. Now, here's another thing that you can do. Plan just little relaxation tips that you can do, even in persons like myself. Okay, my week is planned out ahead of time. So, in any given week, I always make sure I've left, and I have a very rigorous schedule, but I always leave at least one evening of that week, at least one, that I'm not going to do anything. I may get on Facebook and make a post, but for me, that's relaxing. For some people, like my husband, he loves to cut the grass. That's relaxing for him. And so everyone's different. Don't try to put yourself in a box and be like everybody else. Be okay with being unique. Okay? So I make sure that one day of the week that I don't have any events to do, I don't have any teleconferences, no teleseminars, no meetings, at least one day. If I can squeeze in two, I will, but at least one. That will be one day I will make sure every week, and it doesn't have to be the same day for me, but there's going to be a day of the week that I don't have anything to do, that I'm going to be just by myself for the most part. And I'm just, you know, if I want to sit there and watch television, fine. If I want to be on Facebook, fine. But I'm not at a meeting, I'm not at a conference, I'm not at a seminar, I'm not talking to anyone about anything important at that moment. I'm just laughing and joking and playing. It's just small talk. If I get on the phone with somebody, it's very small talk. And that's going to be relaxing for me. During that time, you could take a nice bath, bubble bath. You could, you know, do a spa thing. Like, for instance, next month, I'm going to go have a massage. And that's going to be, you know, I do that only once a year, but that's because someone offered to pay for it. And, of course, I'm not going to say no. So we're going to go to Maryland. I've already been to the spa once. Last time I was there, I got a facial. It was so relaxing. Wow, ultimate relaxation. You want ultimate relaxation? Go, even if it's just a facial. That's all you can afford. Do that. It's worth it. Luckily for me, I don't have to pay for it. Someone else is screening the ticket, and I know that's great, right? So I'm gonna. That's already planned. I already got that planned. And then in September, we go away for a week. I already got that planned. So you have to. So that's one thing I want to say about fitting relaxation into your busy schedule. You really do have to. For busy people, we have to plan it. And even possibly for not so busy people, because you can still forget. You can get caught up doing other things for other people or not even realizing that you're supposed to be relaxing. So you have to plan it, okay? So I don't know if you have any questions. If you do, I would be glad to answer them for you. But you got to, first of all, take your breaks if you work, even if you don't work. If you don't work in the job and you work from home, make sure you take a break from whatever it is you're doing and just relax. Take those deep breaths, breathe out very, 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 very slowly. Take a walk. Go to the park. Just sit there. Just sit and relax. Just enjoy the life that's around you. Sometimes I stay home on purpose because I'm always on the go. So being home for me is relaxing. I can just stay home because I can enjoy the house that I work so hard to help keep together. I don't do it by myself. My husband also works. So, but I, some days I want to just be here to enjoy my house because I'm always on the go. For you, it might be the opposite. Maybe you're home too much. Maybe you need to get out. Maybe that's what will relax you. And it refreshes your life. It gives you just a new perspective. It rejuvenates you. So take your breaks. Take your lunch. Definitely take your lunch. And if your company gives you a week off, whatever the company gives you, a week, 2 days, a month, whatever it is, do take it. Do not think. I'm from the HR background, so I know a little bit about this. Please don't think you're impressing the company by not taking your breaks and your lunch and your vacations. Actually, they're looking at you as if something, you're not held in the highest esteem when you do that, because they know that you're subject for burnout. They know that you're subject for a breakdown, a burnout, or something of that nature, because you're not taking the breaks. And even though they may not, you know, don't be like them, because you see a lot of those people are usually miserable and they're burned out. So don't be like those people, okay? So take your vacation. I know sometimes it is the illusion that, oh, if I'm so busy and people think I'm so busy, they'll think I'm all that and I'm always there for people. Don't always be there for people. I learned the hard way. There's no need to always be there for people, because eventually if you pass out, if you get sick, if you're in the hospital, I don't know how many of those people are going to be there for you. So don't always be there for people. Be there for your children, yes. You can always be there for them. But even that is questionable, okay? You got to take, because if you're not well, how are you going to take care of them? If you don't take time to relax, go on a boat ride, go to dinner, go do something that's relaxing, how well are you going to be able to take care of your children and the ones that we claim we love so dearly, okay? So get that relaxation in. It's worth it. Go to a spa. Go to the beach. Walk around. Go to the park. Just sit at home and relax. Take those deep breaths. Go on that vacation, even if it's simple. It doesn't have to be going to a great island, you know, Cayman Islands, Aruba, Puerto Vallarta. You don't have to do all that. My husband and I, every year, and boy, oh boy, I look forward to it the whole time I'm not there, we go to Virginia Beach. From where we live in New Jersey, it's simple, it's cheap. We drive our car down. It's a nice ride. We stop along the way. We get fruits and vegetables along Route 13 or whatever that one highway is. You know, it's relaxing. We're in the car. We get to talk. You know, sometimes we're busy. We don't get a chance to sit and talk. So now we're in the car for 6 hours. We can talk. We can listen to music, gospel music. We just, you know, just having fun. We get there, we're there all week, and it's much cheaper than trying to get on a plane, and because then you're already stressing yourself out. You got to get on a plane, got to get the ticket, got to get to the airport. I mean, that's fine, too. Don't get me wrong. But we found an easier way to do it, and we go. We have a beautiful, you know, beachfront place when we get there. We have a timeshare there, so it makes it easy. We don't have to do any planning. All we got to do is pay our yearly maintenance and pay our mortgage there, because we own it, so it's your ownership. So, you know, and it's fun. We get there, we have our favorite places we want to eat, so you can do little stuff. And I know some of you probably forgot about Virginia Beach. It's a beautiful place. They really built it up, but we only have a few minutes left to the show, so don't forget. Take those relaxations. Do them every day if you can. You can do it every day. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't forget the social media tour. And also, for those of you who are in a relationship or want to be in one, want to make the one you're in better, remember those tips that I gave you about finding your Boaz, being empowered to find him. And really, he's going to find you, but we'll talk more about that. So it's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up. So we'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same place for another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Remember, your goals will take you to the destiny.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. but we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.